spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Wake up, man.
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
A lot of times we talk about fashion that's trending or pickup lines. I don't know. This, however, is a lifestyle, a way of living that's trending on social media, notably Instagram. There are more than 3.5 million posts with the hashtag The Art of Slow Living. So that would fall under self-care, me time, saying no to invites. All of that is being celebrated on social media now. And fans of this whole slow living movement argue that life is better when you can appreciate things as they happen rather than rushing to tick off one thing after the next on your list of things to do. So I don't know if it's like it's probably a reaction to the pandemic. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's showing people cutting down on running around and having a jam-packed schedule and just like, hey, this is me on the front porch or whatever.
It's so hard to actually do that.
Yes.
Because I remember saying during the pandemic, you know, when things start to get back to normal, I want to make sure that I find space to be able to just stop.
Yeah.
And not always be on the go. But then as things have opened
it
back up,
it brings you back.
And then you realize we are going from one place to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And then we reach Sunday night and I'm like.
Can you not say no to some things?
I have been trying. Uh-huh. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. It's just, I feel like it's one of those situations where you just have, the more you do it, the better you get at saying no.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah. It's just an essence of like. Because there have been some work obligations where they said, hey, Miguel, can you do this event or that event? And I've said no.
Yeah.
And in my entire career, I've never said no. I'm like, put me in any Kiwanis Club tennis court to greet listeners and say hi, I'll do it. But I'm like, I am trying to live my life.
Yeah.
That's not always about my job.
More mindfully.
Right.
About your life. Because your job is not your life.
Right, but it's hard.
It is
then
hard.
When you say no, and then, you know, the people at higher than us are like, really?
Well, that's really? Your inner voice saying.
Yes, really.
Right. Yeah. So that's why it's just you got to keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. JoJo Siwa is opening up about a pretty emotional past couple of weeks. Keep in mind, she's on Dancing with the Stars. And this past week, I guess, was a really rough one for her. And the reason I say that is people think that she may have broken up with her girlfriend or been broken up with.
Yeah. Oh, no.
She posted last as we headed into like her next round with Dancing with the Stars, this has been a week. My brain has never been so overwhelmed, overloaded with not only work, but with personal life. This is on her Instagram. Even though this week has been one of the hardest in my life for so many different reasons, it's also been one of the best. I'm thankful for every time I smiled this week and every time I smiled for the past 18 years.
Oh.
That's. Some stuff's going down.
Yeah. Now, Holly, you have a very special place of knowing how to read between the lines of when people are posting cryptic memes and stuff like that. Why is that?
I did it.
Myself. Oh.
Absolutely. Like, it's like you want to say more. I still do this today sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. It's like because you want to say more. You have these platforms that are supposedly encouraging you to share, but sometimes you can't.
Right.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, JoJo Siwa's got a lot of reasons, obviously. So she has to be very calculating with what she does say. I guess she was doing an interview recently within the last few days. And she also hinted there. She said, I struggle with anything when anything is new. And I went through something that was new and I've never gone through it before. It was tough. It still is tough. I cried about it last night. I'm probably going to cry about it tonight because I'm 18 and I'm missing a piece of me that's the biggest piece of me. Like,
oof. Yeah.
She going through it. Poor JoJo.
I know. And it sucks because, you know, she came out relatively recently.
Right.
And when she came out as a couple.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's like, I have to imagine that helped her.
Yeah.
Right? It's sort of like your shield.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm okay.
Right.
I'm here. This is this person. But then also when you're that young, you don't realize you don't need the person.
Mm-mm.
You need yourself. But, like, she's going through all that in the public eye.
God, I hate that for her.
Oh, no. That's what's hot and trending with Miguel and Holly.
It is 8:04. Who lost headphone karaoke and has to take the smell test?
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.